It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown creature.
Thank you for today and for the chance to come together. We're so grateful for the people who are listening and for the love you show us every day. Please help us to be kind, to make good choices, and to always remember that you are with us. Guide our hearts and minds as we share and learn and help us to grow. In faith, love, and wisdom, bless our families, our friends, and everyone listening. May we always feel your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Acts 11:26. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
It is no good asking God to make us happy in our own way, without bothering about religion. God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing.
It's the end of the world. Ha. At least that's what it feels like.
Feels like.
Looking around and seeing all these changes. And something don't feel right. Inflation got me feeling deflated. Bills piling higher than gas prices. I'm frustrated. And it's getting harder not to want to freak out and just peace out. But too many people depend on me to want to leave now.
Wake you up,
it's getting hard to function. Banging on my head like it's percussion. Feels like all I do is just for nothing. I need to find a way out. Too much on my mind, it's hard to be straight. Same old song, I'm stuck inside the replay. All the stress is giving me a headache. I need to get away right now. So I'm walking off this planet, leaving it all behind. Searching through the endless galaxies of my mind. I don't know where I'm going, but I know what I'll find. And that's you, cause once I do, I know I'll be fine. I now realize you're the only one that I need. You're the source, you're the truth, you're the air that I breathe. I will fight through the dark just to enter your peace. There's a void in my space, but you're all that I
to deal with, find a fulfillment, feeling me cut loose. People I used to hold on to, I grew and no one knew what I was going through. Duke, now I'm on to you. Talk to the rouge and how you move. Proof of the jealousy taking root, rooted and embellishing the truth as soon as I would leave the room. Thought we was cool, friendship a fluke. Used to say I was useful, a tool, a useful. Amused, but you won't be when the karma pursues you.
Okay.
Sick of wasting time at all of these functions. Doing nothing, trying to gain something. From my purpose, I am always running. Trying to find a way out.
Way out.
tired of people always trying to use me. Their hidden motives is the ways that they confuse me. Playing friend but never even knew me. They're not safe to be around.
Cause I'm walking off this planet, leaving it all behind. Searching through the endless galaxies of my mind. I don't know where I'm going, but I know what I'll find. And that's you, cause once I do, I know I'll be fine. I now realize you're the only one that I need. You're the source, you're the truth, you're the air that I breathe. I will fight through the dark just to enter your peace. There's a void in my space, but you're all that I see.
Silent plea you have made. He knows the depth of your suffering and the cries of your heart. In these times, it is essential to remember that you are not alone.
Praise God, everyone. Praise God. Amen. That was protons, electrons, and neutrons, also known as pen inspirational. Excellent word flow, and I just have to say I absolutely love this group. Amen, amen, amen. So last week on the show, we talked about Christians who go to psychics and reach out to mediums. And then about, I want to say a month or so ago, we talked about Christians in the and then the pagan influence on American holidays. And I received emails, text messages, and people were reaching out for a number of reasons, for clarity, to express themselves, and then some just wanted to add to the context, which brings me to today's message. Because so many of us have our own ideal of what it means to be a Christian. Amen. So today I want us to explore that. And today's scripture, as Lisa shared, comes from Acts 11, verse 26. And before we get into it, I just want to say or share that the book of Acts recounts the founding of the Christian church. All of us, Christians included, should really appreciate Acts for its historical content. And see, Acts continues the story of Christianity following the gospel. So we're looking at around the first century. And in the book of Acts, we see the Pentecost, the shared life of the first believers, and the establishment of the church at Antioch, which we're discussing today. And then later it follows Paul as he carries the message throughout the empire. But in 11:26, we see that the followers of Jesus were so distinctive in their lives and their beliefs that the people outside of the faith gave them a new name, Christian. AKA followers of Christ. And many believe that this term was used in a derogatory manner, but followers of Christ, they embraced it. Again, we're going to wrestle with this single word. And it's a word that has inspired nations, divided households, started wars, and also healed wounds or scars. The word that we're talking about today, this word is often connected to the word transformation. So we want to ask ourselves today, what is Christianity? What is Christianity? Now, depending on who you ask, Christianity means different things. Because to some it's a religion, to others it's a culture, to some it's hypocrisy, to others it's hope, for some it's tradition, tradition in a sense that it could describe a family or a label that's been passed down from generation to generation. And then when you look at it from a, when you look at it geographically, let's look in the South, the Bible Belt. Christianity is part of every part of your life. More people attend church, and faith is a huge part of identity in the Bible Belt. In the North, there's this emphasis on theology, and Christianity is heavily influenced by immigration. And on the West Coast, it's more diverse and innovative. Some may say it's more progressive on the West Coast. And then when you go to the Midwest, maybe more community and family driven. But still, for others, it's a living faith, a daily walk with Jesus Christ. And it means that you're representing Christ-like qualities. So this morning, we're going to break down that word. We're going to peel it back and hope that the smell doesn't get stronger or offensive like layers of an onion, right? But we're going to crack this nut until we get to the heart of what Christianity truly is and what is demanded from us. So let's look at Christianity as a label. In Acts 11:26, the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. But look at it like this. They didn't call themselves Christians. Say that again. They did not call themselves Christians. The world did. See, at first, Christianity was just a label others used to describe this strange group of people who followed a crucified man named Jesus. Now, the word Christianity, and when I say now, I mean today, Christianity is still used as a label. Some wear it proudly. Some may use it as an insult. Holy rollers, Bible thumpers, Jesus freaks. And here's the danger with that when you're doing the label thing. See, when Christianity is just a label, it loses its power. Also, too, it creates division inside the body of Christ. It's hard to bring someone to Christ when you're labeled a Bible thumper. It's hard to preach the gospel when they're screaming you're a Jesus freak. And there are other issues with labels. A label doesn't change your life. A label doesn't give you eternal hope. A label can be worn without actual transformation. So one can be called a Christian, but it's not the same as being a Christian. Let me say that again. Someone can be called a Christian, but it's not the same as being a Christian. And then when we look at Christianity strictly as religion, see, we see a set of rules, traditions, and rituals. Like, you can't drink alcohol. You can't celebrate Christmas or Halloween. You can't have a perm if you're a woman. And also, if you're a woman, you better not wear pants. They say, if I go to church, if I pray over my food, if I wear a cross, if I follow the rules, I'm good. I'm a Christian. But Christianity was never meant to be reduced to a checklist. Jesus himself pushed back against empty religion. When we look at Matthew 23, he condemned the Pharisees for their rituals without love, their rules without mercy. No love, no mercy. Let me say it again. No love, no mercy. If Christianity is only about rules, it becomes something without faith. It's now powerless. Religion without a relationship. What's a relationship without love? See, relationship without love is this legal agreement where there's no free will and the relationship is empty. And then others see Christianity as culture. Sunday clothes, remember that? Gospel music, holiday traditions. And let me be clear, I love all of this. It's beautiful. And when you understand our history, it's even more beautiful because when you look at my ancestors, Sunday service was the only time and place where we could feel important. It's the only time or place where we could have a title. So there's beauty in culture. It shapes our community. But culture without Christ can fool you into thinking you belong to him when your heart is so far away from him. Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. See, Christianity is not just what we do on the outside. It's who we become on the inside. So what's our relationship with Christ like? What's our relationship with Christ like? Because at the end of the day, Christianity is not mainly a label, a religion, or culture. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ. When they were called Christians in Antioch, it wasn't because of their rituals. They didn't call them Christians because they were eating bread and drinking from a cup. They didn't sing a certain song. They didn't light candles. See, all of those things are fine, but that's not what got the attention of others. They drew attention because their lives looked so much like Jesus that people had no other word to describe them. They loved the poor. They forgave their enemies. They endured persecution with joy. And they walked in power and holiness. See, Christianity is Christ living in us. I had a coworker who was older than me, and he grew up in the church, Sunday school, youth choir, the whole package. But when he became an adult, he left the faith. And one day at work, my cousin asked him, he asked him why. Why did he leave? But my coworker didn't say anything. Now that I'm older, I see what I didn't see then. All he ever knew was religion. And again, I know I knew him. So again, all he ever knew was religion. Didn't have a relationship. They told him what he couldn't do, but not who he could become with Christ. They told him to follow rules, but not to follow Christ. And there are many out there who are suffering from addiction, many who are broken and ready to give up. And I implore you to pray to God, Jesus, if you're real, show me. See, in similar moments, God will reveal himself. And in those moments, we feel pressure. We feel a love, a peace that has never been known before. See, Christianity was never about rules. It was about Jesus himself. So I say to you today, pray and be restored. And we must acknowledge this. And this is the big one. I've heard it most of my life. Many people see Christianity as hypocrisy. They see Christians who preach love but practice hate. They see churches that talk about grace, but the actions don't match. Christianity is public acknowledgement and observable actions from believers. And this is why it's important that we who call ourselves Christians reflect the true Christ. People, again, here it is. People may never read the Bible, but they will read your life. There's so much pressure. And I know you hear it when I say it. There's so much pressure because they very rarely will show us the grace that we're required to show them. Amen. And also, too, if your life is full of bitterness, anger, and pride, what kind of Christ are you showing the world? But if your life is about forgiveness, joy, humility, and courage, then you become the best representative of Christianity. Christianity is Christ alive in us, transforming us and shining through us. Amen. So the question is not, do you call yourself a Christian? The question is, do others see Christ in you? Amen. forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.